Track 5. We are now going to continue our train journey from the old Norwich Victoria station towards Diss. Tony and our new reader Maggie Secker are going to take us to Tivertsall and Burston.
Ugh, those pickled onions. Could you open a window, Maggie? Tivertsall, known as Tivertsall St Mary and Tivertsall St Margaret, after the churches in its locale, is the fourth stop out of Norwich Victoria. And, like Fawnsett, which we stopped at last month, with its line to Wyndham, what was that called? Oh yes, the Swedes and Swimmers. The station has a branch line too, running all the way to Beccles. It's called the Waveney Valley Line. Local historian Joe Mason writes in his memories of travelling this route many years ago.
In 1962, I was 13, and I was sent off to visit my sister in Ipswich. It was my first solo outing, alone on the train. I found it a fascinating experience, one that was in a few short years to be impossible to repeat. The steam engine had mostly been replaced by diesel locomotives as the motive power on passenger trains. The train I took was a stopping train, and sadly I do not remember if it was steam hauled or not. Swainthorpe, the first station on the way to Ipswich, had been closed in the early 1950s, but the other stops on the line were all still in use. I remember the train stopping at all these little stations. There was not a great number of passengers to alight or get on board, but the newspapers, sacks of mail and milk churns that had to be loaded on and off by the guard made these busy places, at least temporarily. When the train had passed, an air of solemnness descended on the Norfolk countryside. But I was off at the next station. Tivertsall station was opened in 1849. 4 years later, the Waveney Valley Line made Tivertsall its western terminus. Tivertsall St Mary and Tivertsall St Margaret are two small Norfolk villages that today have a combined population of just 568 souls, 568. A separate platform was provided at Tivertsall to take the trains on the Waveney branch. But there was no turntable there. Consequently, trains which had started at Beccles continued on to Norwich. In all, it took nearly 2 hours to make the journey. There is no longer a railway station at Tivertsall. This closed to both freight and passengers in 1966.
Quite a dramatic incident occurred on the 31st of August in 1907. An 18-month-old toddler had fallen onto the tracks, and with an express train headed its way, a man named Arthur Hardiment attempted to save it. The toddler was unharmed, but Hardiment was struck by the engine and as a result suffered serious injuries. For his actions, he was awarded the Albert Medal for Gallantry, second class, receiving his award from King Edward VII on the 13th of November at Windsor Castle. I mentioned the two churches at Tivertsall. Well, in 1949, the Tower of St Mary collapsed into the nave. A jet plane had broken the sound barrier while flying low over the parish, and the sonic boom had sent a fatal tremor through the tower. From Tivertsall, the Waveney Valley Line travelled a couple of miles to Pulham Market. This village and the adjoining village of Pulham St Mary Magdalen had an airfield from 1912. In 1915, a siding was constructed to serve the airbase. The airships, rather like the Hindenburg that were built there, were known as Pulham Pigs. Aha, I think that's been a question in the big quiz before now. Talking of testing our knowledge, have you heard of Burston? It's the next stop after Tivertsall, and the last before we reach Diss. There's not much that goes on there, as only the station building remains. The signal box has been removed, and very little evidence of the platforms or sidings exist. A cottage between the railway line and the station master's house was also demolished.
Burston is famous for a strike carried out at a school. From 1914 to 1939, Burston was the scene of the longest strike in history, when school teachers Tom and Annie Higton went on strike in protest over unhygienic and inadequate schooling conditions for the local children. Or so it seemed. There's more to this story. The Higtons were popular with everyone, except the authorities, and were moved from position to position, eventually arriving at Burston. The highest authority in this village was the Reverend Elland, who was also chair of the school's managing body. Ellen demanded deference and recognition of his right to lead the community. Tom Higton stood for election to the parish council, topping the poll with Ellen failing to be elected. Imagine his face. The rector still had control of the school's managing body. The Higtons had complained about children being taken from school for farm work. They also noted the dampness, inadequate heating and lighting, lack of ventilation, and generally unhygienic conditions in the school. The managers accused Annie of lighting a fire without their permission. Well, that should do it. However, in 1914, the Higtons were dismissed, but the pupils organised a strike. One of the pupils, Violet Potter, led the students out on the strike. The vast majority agreed to be taught in temporary places. The situation attracted national publicity, and crowdfunding from supporters resulted in a new school building by 1917. Before leaving, Annie's final comments in the school records were later removed by the education authority as political and inflammatory.
Early visitors to the school were Sylvia Pankhurst, one of the suffragette movement, and George Lansbury, the social reformer and Labour leader who opened the new building. George Lansbury, incidentally, is the paternal great-grandfather of Angela Lansbury, the Murder, She Wrote actress. Well, there'll be blue murder if I miss the train from this non-existent station at Burston. Off on the last leg of the journey through the past. We left Norwich Victoria Station and stopped at Swainsthorpe, then Flawdon, and then on to Fawnsett with its fallen down steeple. And this time we visited Tiverton and Burston. On to Diss next month and the end of our journey. Do send sandwiches if you can, and I promise not to open the pickled onions again.
Thank you, Tony and Maggie. You should be able to get a decent sandwich when you get to Diss.